Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Carla Akers with Public Health, and we're going to talk about care for yourself. Good morning to you, Carla.
Good morning, LaVon.
Now, we've talked about care for your health a number of times, but as I understand, it's still available, and that's the good news, and it's time that people can enroll.
Yes, we started our new grant cycle the 1st of July, so we have funding for the Care for Yourself program. And it includes a screening of a doctor visit where you get a clinical breast exam, a pelvic, and a pap if you're due. They take your blood pressure because we kind of keep an eye on that too. And then a mammogram.
Kind of top to bottom almost. Now, as I understand, there is an age limit on this, which you're going to hear. But I'm just going to remind you, if you don't fit in this age limit, listen up anyhow because you might know somebody you could help.
Yes, the age bracket is to qualify is 40 to 64. Now, we can serve women that are younger than 40 if they have a breast issue, and we can serve women that are older than 74 if for some reason they've chosen not to get Medicare, or maybe they're an undocumented citizen in our country. We want to serve the Hispanic population and the undocumented as well. So sometimes they don't have the benefits that we might as American citizens. So every woman needs to get screened yearly.
Yearly. Expand on that a little bit, because we hear a lot of information out there about, well, just not necessarily in this program, but in general, well, women don't need to get mammograms every year.
Well, that's not the CDC, which is the Center for Disease and Control. That's not their recommendations or guidelines. So that's who we follow. They provide us with funding. And so they do recommend a yearly mammogram for women age 40 to and older.
And that's good to have somebody say, well, this is the way we operate because like I say, there's a lot of other information out there. Some of it not so credible. We need to know where this program stands for sure. So what if somebody's interested, or you know somebody who might fit this need, what should they do?
They can call me. They can also go to the hospital's website, and they will have a link to link with me so they can find that contact information. But one other thing I wanted to say too is that also, the CDC recommends that a woman get a yearly clinical breast exam and a pelvic. Now, the pap is every 3 to 5 years as you get older. So that's another recommendation that sometimes gets a little confused. But if you have any questions, you can call me. If you think you might qualify or you need assistance with your screenings, because we even take women with insurance. Because sometimes you have a high copay or a high deductible. Also, we pay for diagnostics. So if you get called back for a second view, we will pay for those. And oftentimes insurance won't. They'll only pay for one mammogram and one pap per year. So sometimes we can fill in the gap there also. We also would pay for short-term follow-ups. If they're following something abnormal with your pap or your mammogram, they might want you to come back every 3 to 6 months. So a lot of times the insurance won't cover that either. Mm-hmm. So that's where we fill in the gap. But I'd like to give you my phone number, which is 712-243-7443. I also would like to let you know that we also have Coleman funding this year. And if you just need a mammogram, you haven't had one in a long time, you maybe have insurance, but you just don't know if it'll pay for it. If you don't really need to have the screening paid for your clinical breast exam, doctor visit, we do have money for Coleman that will pay for that too. And that's sometimes also where it'll fill in the gap if your insurance has paid for your original screening mammogram and you've gotten called back.
So, Carl, that's why I think it's important, and we'll have you give your phone number again, or I think if you looked up in the phone book, if you go to Cass County Public Health, you could find a phone number to get to you. I think it's important for people to talk to you when they have a question. They may not feel comfortable trying to get an appointment with a physician. This is a starting point to get your questions answered in a lot of ways about these matters.
Yes, it is, and it's good to know and to take care of your health. We're, as women, we're caregivers, and sometimes we don't always think to take care of ourselves first, but that's really important to know what your screenings are.
And sometimes I think when you've gotten a screen and then you get information back and you're going, I don't quite know what this means.
Yeah, that can be a big issue. I'm not a nurse, so I can't always answer questions in the clinical area, but I'll find you answers. I'll find somebody that can help you with that. Generally, your provider would be the one, or the radiologist and diagnostic imaging would also be able to answer a lot of those questions.
And that is important to know where to go to get an answer rather than like, oh, I just don't know. So, Carla, you're a good place to start. And I know you've had a lot of experience working with women in this program. It's not a new program. And I'm pretty sure I've heard you talk about you do follow up with people. You know, if there's been a question, you don't just leave them hanging out there.
I usually talk to the women on the phone at least two times. Once when you've got questions, you want to know if you can enroll and if you qualify. And then generally, once you've made your appointments, to let me know when those are going to be. And oftentimes then I speak with you again if you get a call back so we can get that appointment date set. And I talk to my women quite a bit. And it's up to them if they don't want me to call them to let them know, too. But it's just nice to have a personal contact when it's time for these screenings.
You've mentioned callback a couple of times. And what are the instances? I think if you've never been through that, you've never had a callback, and now you get one, it's just like panic. This has to be bad news if I'm getting called back.
Yeah, I had never experienced that either until this last mammogram I had. And I had what they called a BI-RADS 0, and it was uncertain. It was a little, not enough clarity there. Oftentimes, if a woman has dense breasts, it's harder to see if there's something going on in there. So they might call you back and do an ultrasound. And if they still are unsure, they might want to do an MRI. And we do cover MRIs. They just have to be pre-approved. But it can be a little scary, a little frightening. But they're great at diagnostic imaging, working you through all of that. And they usually don't keep you hanging. They let you know what's going on.
You bet. And again, I think along the way, you just need to ask those questions that hopefully you get answers to, because otherwise you're just still out there being worried and being panicky. And that's not why we can take care of ourselves. We need to be comfortable with that. So for care for yourself, tell us again, just review what that covers.
It will cover a doctor visit, which is called a well woman exam, where they do a clinical breast exam, a pelvic, and a pap if you're due. They take your height, weight, of course, and your blood pressure. They'll check over your medications if you want them to. We do have a second program that will begin in October, which has the heart health piece in it, and it's called Wise Woman. We're not enrolling in that right now at this time, but we will be in October, and it will include a fasting lipid glucose or an A1C if you need that.
A pretty across-the-board kind of thing. Now, Carla, we've talked about your phone number. We're going to give that again in a minute. But could they stop and see you, talk to you face-to-face?
Yes, they could. We have a beautiful office here. It's the old Southwest Mental Health building at 1408 East 10th Street. There's usually someone in the office Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30, and they're welcome to stop by, definitely.
Okay. Sometimes that's a little more comfortable. It just depends on what people like to do. So, again, we need your phone number here for your first contact.
712-243-7443. And if I do have kind of a little bit shortened hours this summer, so leave me a message and I will get back with you.
Okay. And you did mention website with the hospital. What, you know what I do, Carla? I don't remember all those. Exactly. Just put in Cass County Hospital, Iowa, whatever.
And Cass County Health. Yeah. Cass County Health.
Yeah. So it'll come up. You just put in a couple of those words and it'll come up and you can see it. So we want to thank you very much, Carla Akers, for doing this program and for visiting with us today. Until next time, here's a thought. The present moment is all you can control, not what happened in the past. Your past does not have to define you. Your past does not have to define you.